Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
God, what news we have. This program is about what's going on. There are news talk radio programs, and yeah, we certainly are talking about what's in the news. You'll stay close to the news by being a listener to this program, but it's not the only thing in the universe to talk about. The ability that we have to say exactly the right thing, sometimes at exactly the wrong time, we're known for that. That's cool. Right? You wouldn't want all of us to be right all the time. You wouldn't want us to be perfect, would you? Would you?
Huh? As close to often as possible is usually what we strive for here.
Yes, right? It is. That's the voice of Jennifer Horn, who's here on the DJV program with me. I'm Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan. So what do we have that's cooking in the heat of the day or the heat of the night? We were actually, as a distraction here for a second, Jennifer, Victoria and I were talking about this heat ray thing that the government has. What's it called, Victoria?
I don't know what it was called, but it was a heat ray technology that that whistleblower from the National Guard testified that the government was considering using it on the protesters down in D.C. when Trump made his way over to that church to take the photo op with the Bible. And so he came forward and, I guess, disagreed with that being an option against protesters. But he said, the way he described it, he said it makes you want to, like, crawl out of your own skin, is how he described it.
Lovely. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back in the race, that wasn't what Jennifer had on her mind when she got into the fold here. You had something good, actually, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, how about that? So there are a lot of people who are...
Hooray!
Right. There are a lot of people who are working from home right now. I think we can all agree on that, right? A lot of people have been sent home from their offices. And so because of that, they're saying that this is now a great time to participate in the Guide Dogs of America Puppy Raiser Program. These are puppies from the organization's litters that are placed in foster homes, where puppy raisers will help the young dogs prepare for formal training and life working as a guide dog. And then when they're ready, the dogs will eventually be paired with the person who is blind or visually impaired. The encouragement is now that they're looking for people who, because they're working at home, are able to spend a little extra time with their puppies. Stephanie Coleman is the puppy program coordinator. She said the need for highly trained guide dogs and service dogs hasn't slowed during the pandemic. In order to match the service dogs with people who need them, we first need dedicated volunteers to help raise these amazing animals. Puppy raisers give a caring home. They teach basic obedience, house manners, and they provide urban socialization so that they can grow up around people. And they say helping puppies adapt to the real world and the situations they'll encounter as guide dogs are something that these homes can provide. No experience is necessary. The program has been altered during the pandemic to allow for social distancing. Instead of in-person training classes, volunteers attend two rounds of online training where you'll have access to online puppy tech support. Imagine that from the staff if questions come up. And they say major companies have actually announced a permanent work from home option. So this can become something that maybe you do permanently if you want to give back a little bit. There's new classes that are starting up again in the next couple of weeks. And by the way, they cover all the medical expenses of the puppies, and they actually pay puppy raisers for food, the toys, the flea and tick medication, and the out-of-pocket expenses that you might incur are all tax deductible because you're doing it for charity.
So that's need to talk to Warren about this later on in the hour. Warren Eckstein will join us. That's a great thing to extol the value of virtue of with him, I think, anyway. Jennifer, while you have our attention, I'm noticing that the Republicans say they have the votes for confirmation for a new Supreme Court justice. How would that be if they don't know who the nominee is going to be? What am I missing here?
Well, first of all, the nominee is probably going to be Amy Coney Barrett. But I think it's kind of a guarded secret. I don't know if it's a guarded secret, but certainly I think she's the odds-on favorite. I'd be surprised if it was someone else.
I like the Hispanic lady from Florida. But anyway.
Well, the reason that she, I think, is so compelling is she's already been vetted. So a lot of the work that has to go into, first of all, anybody on Trump's list has already been vetted. She was vetted already during the Kavanaugh because she was kind of the runner-up to Kavanaugh, so a couple of years ago. So the vetting is really been done because that's part of the process with the Senate. Because of the timing on all of this, they're going to want someone who's been well pressed already, essentially. So I think that's kind of where things are. That being said, that when they talk about the votes, you still have to put that person up and they still have to be vetted. It's just that they're willing to vote. So Murkowski, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and Susan Collins from Maine are not willing to vote before the election on a candidate to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's spot. But they now have consensus amongst all the other Republicans that they will at least consider this. It doesn't
including
mean
Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Mitt Romney was kind of the, well, here's the thing.
Surprising.
I mean, it's the law. If you look at the law, it becomes political when people put their feelings in and they try to do blocking measures and all that. But, you know, I mean, when you're a senator, you advise and consent. So he's saying that he'll sit and advise and consent. And so he was one to watch. Cory Gardner from Colorado was one to watch. Chuck Grassley from Idaho was one to watch. All of them have said that they're in. And so it looks like there's already hearing scheduled.
Is he related to Chuck Grassley from Iowa?
What did I say, Idaho?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant Iowa. Sorry. Another I word. You know, sometimes it all comes around in a stew in my brain.
States, they're all the same anyway.
You know, one of the states that starts with an I, Doug.
That's right, I got it. So here's the latest on those damn Chinese. And I say this because when I say Chinese, it means government. Facebook today announcing that China is intending, I don't know how they figured this out, to interfere with the election, which means they already are. So even though they say it's not going to be on the same scale as the Russian involvement, if we know this, why isn't there some technological way to block them?
Well, there would also say
there are ways. That's how they discovered them. Yeah.
Yeah, the FBI is already saying they're going to watch out for this, but I would say they
will
not be getting.
Well, watch out means what? Can you stop it? What are they doing, and how do we stop it? More importantly, how do we do it? Why don't we screw with them? And they're
I think we probably are trying to see what's going on in their state, but I would say that they may not be trying with, like, the false social media campaigns to try to get disarray, but China is totally behind some of these violent protests that are happening in our cities. You would have to be hard-pressed to convince me otherwise. These
100%.
Are organized movements, not organic
ones. I said that on the
ones.
First day. 100% China.
So as much as they say, well, they may not be all that active in our election, I'd say look at the chaos that's being sowed.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the election, no surprise, Cindy McCain supporting Biden. I don't see that as that's not a headline. Is it really? I mean, after what Trump said about McCain?
It's not a big surprise. They were such good friends. So,
I mean, they're both swamp.
The Bidens and the McCains. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. The CDC changes its stance once again on the spread of the virus, reversing their position on how the virus is actually spread. That's the clip of the day with other relative info. Actually, you can listen to the whole program. I said that all the time, but you can. But if you can't hear it when we're on the air live, and that happens sometimes, the program appears later than we do it, later in the day. But it's always on, if you go to the djvshow.com, website, you can find it anytime. Just hit the listen button, and you'll hear the clip of the day as well. That's at the DJV Show, djvshow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, ladies, do you know who Hunter McGrady is?
No.
No.
Wait, I think I do. She's the plus-size swimsuit model, right?
Yep. What's the lady that I always used to... I couldn't remember her
Ashley
name.
Ashley
Graham. She had an overbite. All right. So this lady doesn't have an overbite.
Oh, my God. Ashley Graham does not have an overbite. I will give you this. She has... large teeth, but it's not an overbite.
Okay. She's large all the way around. So is Hunter McGrady. She's been voted the world's curviest model ever. And she says...
the world's curviest model ever? What does that mean? That means you're the world's fattest model?
No, she's not fat. She's got curves.
Who awarded this?
Let's see. This came... From some magazine, but it wasn't Sports Illustrated.
Clickbait.com is where it came from.
It came from what?
Clickbait.com. That's your favorite website.
No, I think this... Well, never mind. I'm not going to get down into the trenches here. She is recognized as a very good plus-size model. I don't know what good means. She's creating a lot of...
she's the curviest model ever. I mean, God, of course. Honestly, it's weird. I've never heard of her. So
really?
The cover of Sports Illustrated, that's what her claim to fame is.
Right.
Got it. Okay. In the swimsuit edition, basically. You know, they're
but she's spreading the message that good-looking women don't have to be like toothpicks. She's launched a clothing line with QVC called All Worthy. Let's see here. She's 27 years old. She is size XXS. No, what's that? What's XXS?
That would be extra, extra small.
No, all right, so she's XXS.
Which would be sort of the opposite.
What's 5X? What is that?
She is not 5X.
There's no way she's 5X.
Well, I don't know what 5X means.
5X is like 1X.
Yeah, 5 times extra large. So she's not 5 times extra large.
Where are you getting these numbers from? Oh, my God.
I'm looking at an article in Harper's Bazaar called 12 Stunning... plus size models.
Okay.
And
you Googled that. So where did you find the original story?
What do you mean I Googled that? I have all sorts of, I'm not giving you my sources. What the hell?
Yeah.
All right, riveting. Let's see where.
Well, congrats to her on being We don't even know what, because Doug can't get the story straight.
No, she's a big plus size. She's a good-looking plus size woman. That's what she is. Okay.
Breaking
news. Kirby's model
ever. Breaking news. Yeah, exactly.
21.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Soggy Bottom Boys here, 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the Soggy Bottom Boys. Let's see. Remember that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? There's a 20th anniversary party for the musicians and for Clooney, Dan Tominski, Tim Blake, Nelson, Chris Thomas King, and John Turturro. There in the film that was, 20 years ago? Yeah, 20th anniversary there. 2000 was the year of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? They're reuniting for the anniversary next month. It's part of the Nashville Film Festival, which gets underway in a virtual format actually next week. In addition to Chris King, who played the role of Tommy Johnson in the film, artists include George Clooney's singing voice was Tominski. On the Man of Constant Sorrow. Let's see. Carlene Carter, Kathleen Edwards, and the Dead South all performing at this event. The Nashville Film Festival is honored, they say, to host this incredible lineup of actors and musicians, pay tribute to one of the most beloved and revered films of our time. I don't know about that, but it's an interesting movie for sure.
I thought it was weird, but people love this movie. It won all kinds of awards, and everybody was convinced that George Clooney could sing.
Right.
Yeah, wasn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was all dubbed in. But he brought credibility, I think, for the first time, or mainstream credibility, to the Coen Brothers stuff. Because most of the time, it's completely off the wall. Right?
Except for Big Lebowski. Well, The Big Lebowski was a huge hit for them. That was that really.
And that was weird, too.
Wasn't Goodman in that? Who was in that?
Yes.
Goodman was in that.
Yep. Yeah. And the dude was Jeff Bridges. John Turturro was in it. Yeah, it was a great cast.
Turturro is one of. Now, Turturro gets away probably better than most at playing these weird off.
He does.
Characters. Yeah, he plays it straight sometimes. He was quite good early on in the series Blue Bloods, and then he went off on a different toot. But he's if you don't recognize the name, you recognize him immediately if you see him. All right, 25 after, here on the DJV program, music is our focus in this portion of every hour of the program. And now we move into an HBO special, David Byrne's American Utopia. The Broadway show has a new trailer ahead of its arrival on HBO, it seems. Directed by Spike Lee, this film will debut in the middle of October on HBO, subsequently be available to stream on HBO Max. The short teaser that's out gives a glimpse at the former Talking Heads frontman's elaborate show staged in the Hudson Theater in New York. Where, you ever been to that theater?
Yeah, the Hudson Theater's gorgeous, yeah. I've never seen this show, but I know a ton of people who have, and everyone is just wowed by it. Like,
really?
I've never
Why?
Heard a show get... They just said the way that it's staged, the music, everything about it, people just loved. So that's why there was so much interest
on Broadway. Story? What's the story behind the story?
I don't know the story. I really don't.
The theme.
The theme, I don't know. It's American Utopia. It's based on his album, and he basically made a show out of his album.
Yeah. This is from an album that was released 2018. Performances by Janelle Monáe. Song she sings is Hell You Tamba. I don't know what that means.
Hell You Talmbaut. It's kind of like talking about, but steadfast.
What if we eliminate everything from the stage except the stuff we care about the most, Mr. Byrne asked, and this is to the audience. Without cable or wires, what would be left? It would be us and you, and that's what this show is all about. And then Spike Lee said, it's my honor and privilege that my art brother, Mr. David Byrne, asked me to join him to invite me into the magnificent world of American Utopia. Byrne added, Spike and I have crossed paths a lot of times over the years. I'm a big fan, and now finally here was an opportunity for us to work together. So that's taking place mid-October, 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A grand jury in Kentucky is out with a single indictment from the Louisville police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Former police officer Brett Hankinson was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing his gun into the home of Taylor's neighbors. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the 2 officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief, and that is true here.
Cameron said The investigation was thorough.
I understand that as a black man. How painful this is.
Protesters have started in Louisville. Ben Crump is the Taylor family attorney.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The U.S. government has tentatively approved a deal for some U.S. companies to acquire a 20% stake in a new company called Global ByteDance. This averts a ban on downloads of the Chinese-based TikTok in the United States. U.S. Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Commerce Department from ordering Apple and Google to remove from their app stores WeChat, which is owned by another Chinese company. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he's giving his blessing to a proposed deal that would see the popular video sharing app TikTok partner with Oracle and Walmart to form a United States company. The president has targeted Chinese-owned TikTok for national security and data privacy concerns and the latest flashpoint in the rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The president's support for a deal comes just a day after the Commerce Department announced restrictions that it put in place that could eventually make it nearly impossible for TikTok's legions of younger fans to use the app. The president said if completed, the deal would create a new company likely to be based in Texas. The deal will make Oracle responsible for hosting all TikTok's U.S. user data and securing computer systems to ensure U.S. national security requirements are satisfied. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are with the winners on the DJV program. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer, Horn, Victoria, Keelan, what do you want from us? What is it that you come to get? We have attention, and we are ready for our goal. Clarity of goal is to pass along info and have a moderately undisciplined conversation about what's going on. How do you like that for a goal? Moderately undisciplined. Ladies, you think that's good?
Always. Always.
Yes. Undisciplined. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Stephan. Breaking news from the medical world, Victoria.
Some really good breaking news, actually. I think we talked about this maybe a month or so ago. Everything's a blur. But there was a drug that was manufactured or discovered, whatever the word is, invented.
Created?
In Ireland called Inflazome. And it was based out of Trinity College, Dublin. And basically they market this as a cure for Parkinson's disease. It just sold for $446 million. And so this is...
The drug company or the drug?
The drug itself,
Inflazome. To whom did it get sold?
It got sold to two different
pharmaceutical companies. One, I believe, is based in Australia. And so essentially what they're doing now, they're moving into the trial stage of this. They say that this drug, well, this Irish drug company, that what they do is they specialize in treatments for inflammatory diseases. And so what that essentially means is they go after things like heart disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cardiovascular issues, things like that. Anything that inflammation is really the root problem of, which, as we know, there's actually a lot.
Yeah. Inflammation causes everything. Every disease comes from inflammation.
A lot of chronic stuff comes from inflammation. Yep. And so right now, the professor, Luke O'Neill, who is the co-founder of Inflazome, he said that the sale obviously marked a great day for their company, but it also will now allow this drug to go into larger clinical trials to see if this can actually help. Two of the employees who work at this company in Ireland are currently in a study group. They both have, it's undisclosed what they have, but I think one of them may have Parkinson's, early Parkinson's, and another one has some Alzheimer's issues. And so they're both in the trial right now using the drug, and apparently they're getting good results. So, you know, this could be a major, major breakthrough for, because right now there's no real treatment. There are a few things for Alzheimer's and a few things for Parkinson's, but really no hope ever of a cure. So if this drug does it, then that's going to be just fantastic news. So as that, we'll keep everyone posted as that one, as that drug goes into bigger, larger trials. The other good news in the drug world is a non-COVID related. Is Congressman Frank Pallone Jr., who is actually my representative here in New Jersey in the 6th District, he announced that a bipartisan bill that he sponsored will improve drug quality, reduce drug shortages, and make pharmaceutical production more efficient as it passes through the House of Representatives. And so what this bill does, it pairs up pharmaceutical companies here in America with universities, which we saw happen during the pandemic. We saw a lot of university labs got involved with creating testing and creating, working on treatments. So essentially he's expanding this now so that so many critical drugs that we rely on to come from other places around the world, this now will be a major first step in pushing these drug manufacturers to come back to America and allow universities to get more funding from the government as they increase, you know, their supply chain. So I think this is a great thing. As a congressman, I'm very happy with a lot of stuff that Pallone does. So this could be a really good first step. The FDA is now going to be also working with this new bill, working more directly with the university labs, which is great.
There you go. Here's something else that's great. NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, unveiling a $28 billion plan they're going to borrow the money from the same place that we've gotten the money for COVID. That'd be cool.
It's called Hewlett-Packard, and it's a DeskJet printer. And
right, yeah. So they're going to send a man and a woman to the moon. 2024 is the date. This is the Artemis plan from NASA, marking the first time humans would land on the surface of the moon since 1972. I just hope her name, whoever the first woman is Alice. You know what I mean?
Is what?
Alice.
Why?
Because Ralph Cramden would always say to his wife, Alice.
To the moon!
To the moon, Alice! I thought it was pretty clever.
I thought it was clever, too. Not bad.
Okay, yeah. All right, anyway. Astronauts are going to return to the moon for scientific discovery, economic benefits, and inspiration for a new generation of explorers. It doesn't say we're going to bring a bazooka gun up there and plant it on the moon and aim it at China, but that's probably what they're going to do as well. The push to the moon, well within America's reach. Aren't there other countries, though? Aren't the Chinese, in fact, planning on sending somebody to the moon pretty soon? And the Russians?
I think it's China and Russia, yeah. Those are the big ones.
Together or not together?
Not together, no.
No. So why don't we all, this is how stupid international stuff is, why don't we all work together on this and go, instead of spending billions of dollars.
Because it's a huge battleground. I mean, that's where all the satellite technology is. Wars are going to be fought in space and not like Martian wars, but satellite technology. And so I don't think they want to
Star Wars. Yep, let's have a Star War. So anyway, I thought this was good until you brought that up, Jennifer. Nice going.
Sorry.
Well, All right. Now, oh, speaking of Jennifer, highlight, Victoria, of Jennifer's week. Yes, being on this program, doing her local program in L.A. But she's going to be on the Michael Harrison interview this week, the MH interview.
I was already.
What, last week or this week? I thought it was this week.
It's done this week. It's out now. You can get it wherever you get that.
You and Heidi Harris. Heidi does a morning. Is she still in Las Vegas? I think she is, isn't she?
I think so.
So the thing they have in common, Victoria, is both Jennifer and Heidi have had COVID, and they talk about that. That's how. I suppose Harrison knows what's going on with everybody. So he knew you had it, and he knew Heidi had it.
I think actually in radio, once our COVID tests come in, they go to Michael Harrison first, and then they come to us. So.
Right, exactly. So if you want to check it out, Jennifer conversing about her life here on this program and on The Answer and working with her dad at CRN Digital, you can hear that story, plus how she survived COVID. Do you still have it, by the way? Do you even know whether you still have it?
No, I tested negative a second time, actually.
I thought you tested negative when you had it.
Exactly. The first time I have two negative tests.
Have you only done the saliva test, or did they actually do the one up your nose?
I did both.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Gives new meaning to the term up your nose. Okay. While we're in the COVID haven, the area that I live in is called Metro West in Boston. Includes communities like Framingham, where I live, Marlboro.
Sounds pretty fancy. You should do a soap opera.
Right. Well, the other town that's just to the north of me is a town called Sudbury. And that's like Sudbury, Concord, very expensive and kind of she. So there are a couple of parents and actually families and their children. But basically this all surrounds one teenage child who had a party. And the parents knew about it. They were charged by the police yesterday with violating the state's social host law. The police chief has been interviewed by everybody under the sun. He said, whoever furnishes alcohol to underage drinkers faces a fine of $2,000. So,
and also jail time?
Yep.
Give kids underage alcohol?
In some places only, it is,
So they brought in 60, or they invited 60 Lincoln Sudbury High School students to come into this party. The police were called in because it was so out of hand. The parents were home while the party was going on. This shows you how damn clueless. I don't get how parents get to be this, really and truly.
Okay. Did they know, or were they letting it go on? They were letting it it go on, obviously, right?
Yeah,
how can you be
home
at home and have 60
know.
Kids?
There's
I know.
60 kids there.
Well, unless you're drinking it up or something yourself.
Well, and also they violated the COVID thing.
Right.
And so, but what the outshoot of this is, they had to close down the school. They had started school, and this Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School had opened on, I don't know, the 10th or whatever, and so opened the 15th. So they had to close it because these kids were in, this happened over the weekend. So the kids, they closed the school on Monday because they were afraid if the kids all went to school, everybody would get COVID. So how do you hold somebody responsible for that? And again, what does it say about parenting in the year 2020? Really and truly. Really, you let your children have a... Who runs the house? The children, obviously, here in this house.
Yeah.
That, right?
How stupid. I mean, I always knew, you know, when I was in high school, I was away in school in high school, so I didn't really... My parents didn't really have to deal with, you know, after, you know, high school parties or whatever. But even in college, before I was 21... You know, my parents would always say, don't bring anybody here who's going to drink, because if they go anywhere and get into an accident, we lose our house. We get sued. So I don't understand how stupid these parents are to allow all these kids there, for one, for COVID, and then to let them drink.
All right. Well, there's something to think about. Here's something else to think about in the listening department. As you know, I do a few other programs beside the DJV thing, including one that's focused on the American Family Farmer. As a matter of fact, it's called the American Family Farmer, where the input we get from people, the guests, et cetera, et cetera. And my input is all aimed at the farmer, the families that are enjoying the farmer's food, the food itself. So it's farm, family, food. And the most recent podcast that we have is a focus on improving soil health with without having to use commercial agricultural chemicals. We have two things, focus on soil health, and then a story about honeybee venom, which fights breast cancer. I think we talked about that here as well. So get the story behind the story. Lots of focus on farmers and the family. It's really kind of it's my pleasure to be able to do this, for sure. A lot of diverse conversations. You can check it out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Not all sugars are created equal.
The real sugar we should worry about is added sugars.
Dr. Donald Hensrud heads up the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program and is the author of the Mayo Clinic Diet Book. He says added sugars account for a big portion of calories in most people's diets and are one of the main causes of weight gain. But there are sweet treats that don't have any added sugars. Fruit.
It gets a reputation of being high in sugar, but a small piece of fruit is only about 60 calories. There's a lot of water, there's other nutrients, there's fiber, so there's many other beneficial things in fruit.
Not only will sugar from fruit not cause you to gain weight, it likely does the opposite.
Studies have shown when people increase their fruit and vegetable intake, their overall risk of gaining weight decreases because they're not eating something else that's higher in calories. In general, on the Mayo Clinic diet, we recommend all the fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables people want to eat.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat, it's good for you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Continuing on, now 53 past the hour, Laura Banks joins us. The conversation about dreams and the subconscious and the connection to astrology. You're here not as an actress, not as an author, right, not as a radio personality, but as an accomplished astrologer.
Right.
And I wonder how lots of conversation, it seems more and more people are interested in the value of the subconscious, maybe for obvious reasons. We're looking for an escape. We're looking for an out. We're looking for something different. Mm-hmm. So how can the astrological realities, or maybe better the question, Laura, if you can look at somebody's chart, can you tell whether they are more prone to benefiting from understanding what goes on in their subconscious?
That's an absolute affirmative. I can look at a chart and know if that person has easy access to their subconscious mind and to the 88% of the mind that runs the conscious mind. And I can tell people that we'll probably never get to it. You know, if you've got a lot of 12th house planets, 8th house planets, if you've got a lot of water like you do, Doug, with that Scorpio, if you even scratch the surface of a meditation or laying still in the morning and writing down a dream, you could easily open that pathway. You know, it's all designed in the 12th house system to have that place where there's the almost, I'll call it the institution of the mind, where there are thoughts and processes and choices we make that we have no access to knowing why we're making those choices. So if we all have that, and we'll all benefit from going there, but there's no value in that in our society. Mm-hmm. So we have to hit a wall and just decide we're going to do something different.
Well, it depends on how you define society, I think. With some in society, I think there is value to it, and perhaps more and more all the time. But we still have people who are linears, I think that was the term you used, linear thinkers. They try to connect the dots, it's a straight line or it doesn't exist, you know, that kind of stuff. and speak to a pilot about that.
Well, there's calculations that are necessary, but we're a calculating world, and we have absolutely forsaken feelings and subconscious. So there's charts that are set up to get to it better, and then there are the transits, which are how the planets are moving in the sky right now. Like today, I'm looking at the chart for today, and it's gorgeous. And we have Mercury in the 12th house, which means if people could follow these transits, they would know today is an excellent day to dreamscape, to journal.
No matter what your sign, you're going to have waves of days
that are going to be just great for laying a bed a little bit longer or doing that watercolor you've put off because you can access yourself through art. There are days that are going to be better. There are people that are going to be better. And you just have to edumacate yourself is what I say.
All right. So now we've started. Let's find out how the astrology of the autumnal equinox fits into our lives.
Yes.
We've turned into fall. Mm-hmm. And there are things that happen other than the reality of temperature getting cooler in this part of the world. And maybe snow is 3 months away instead of 6 months away.
Right.
But what, more importantly, astrologically, does this, as we're moving into the month of Librans. Mm-hmm. How are the dots connected here?
Well, Libra represents the balance. And it represents accepting the fact that we're going into fall, quote-unquote, winter, quote-unquote, having just experienced spring and summer, polarity, dark, light. It's the acceptance of the darkness that is coming. And in our
So what does it say about me? You know my chart.
Okay.
I don't like my birthday is coming in a month or so. I've never liked that because it just keeps adding on another year. Moving closer to the inevitable. Not that it bothers me anymore because I've come to terms with death, but I don't like the fact that I'm not going to be able to enjoy some of the things. So I go into that mode, and then Christmas has always been lousy with me in my life. Mm-hmm. So I haven't, I kind of get to the first of the year so I can order my seeds for next year.
Well, most of your planets are at the top of your chart, which is you out in the world doing what you're doing on a stage, expressing yourself, being a thought leader. That is where you have tremendous value. If you were to continue to expand into new realms of understanding, you could find more value in fall and winter. What happens is instead that Scorpio introversion and that can be very moody takes over, and you latch onto a feeling and you don't let go, as opposed to what I always recommend, feel the feeling, whatever it is, but then let go of it.
Yep.
But, for you, it's like...
Easier said than done.
But introspection.
Good lesson. Laura Banks with some good... We all need to learn our lessons. Some of us... learn them easier than others, and in ways that are easier as well. But again, good food for thought. 59 past the hour.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.